Okay. So, this is episode one, The Slippery Slope. If we let one person wear purple pants, next thing you know, everyone will be running around naked and speaking Esperanto. Well, what's that? That's a slippery slope fallacy. It argues that a relatively small first step will inevitably lead to a chain of related and purportedly catastrophic events. It's intellectual black ice. Slippery slope is the panic-slicked lie that claims if you give an inch, you're on your way to an irrevocable dystopian hellscape. If you tolerate any deviation from the norm, the current norm, society will dissolve. If we say yes to this, then we're automatically saying yes to everything down the line, and it's much worse. Well, obviously, everyone uses this one, whether you know it or not. If I let myself order DoorDash today, I'll never cook again. If I miss one workout, I'll get fat, sick, and die poor in the gutter outside a hospital that won't take me because they see the smokes in my purse and decide I had it coming. If I text my ex, I'll wind up crying in their driveway wearing cringy lingerie again. If I take one sick day, I'll lose momentum forever. See? Die in gutter. Slippery slope is often self-directed anxiety disguised as logic. It eliminates the need to think critically about actual cause and effect, and it excuses us from fault. It feels like planning, but it's actually the threat of punishment used as deterrence. By ourselves, on ourselves, usually. I will give it 1 point. It saves time if you're going to have to do the thing anyway. Millions of years ago, when I was teaching photography and managing a darkroom, students would ask why they couldn't do X, Y, Z, A, B, C with chemicals or gear, and I didn't explain it every time because I got fucking sick of it. So I would just say, because bad things could happen. And they started chanting it with me. Sometimes the slope actually is slippery. But if you can't identify bias in the presentation, you're best off assuming that it's a staircase with options and not a slide greased by fear. So this fallacy is used against you, against me, historically against everyone. If we raise the minimum wage, next thing you know, no one will want to work. Your uncle, your boss, every pundit on TV. If we let employees work from home, they'll just sing to their cats all day long on our dime. That's your boss. If we allow this accommodation, everyone will ask for special treatment. Now that, I think me needing noise-canceling headphones because I have intense sensory issues. So when they say, well, if you get headphones, then everyone will want them, my answer is, okay, great. Let's simulate my disability in your body first. If we stop policing minor offenses, cities will descend into chaos. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria. If we legalize marijuana, everyone will be on heroin by Christmas. Mark my words. That's the media. If we don't act now, terrorists will be building nukes in your cul-de-sac. If we let refugees in, they'll replace our culture. Sound familiar? This is how they get you to surrender rights preemptively. You think you're avoiding future disaster, but you're actually signing off on present injustice. So, historical weaponization, slippery slopes of the past. The Crusades. If we don't reclaim Jerusalem, Christianity itself will fall. Spoiler, it was about power and land and gold. The domino theory, the Vietnam War. If Vietnam falls to communism, then Laos, Cambodia, and Thailand are next. This single fallacy justified decades of war, napalm, propped up regimes. If we decriminalize marijuana, society will collapse into addiction. Meanwhile, Oxycontin was fine, you know, the Sacklers did okay, and alcohol has been sacrosanct. The war on drugs obviously is a failure, but people still fall for the slippery slope. the gateway drug. Japanese internment, World War II. If we don't intern Japanese Americans, they will sabotage our war effort. This was a manufactured slope, a real cliff for those who lost homes, freedom, dignity, businesses, forever. Just oops, but, you know, that's all. They didn't actually get to hear anything but that from the government. Gay marriage. Oh no, if we legalize gay marriage, you'll have to legalize marrying your dog. Everyone will marry their dog. What is this actually saying? I mean, these are people who are supposed to be hardcore supporters of traditional marriage. So what kind of fears are they really exposing in themselves when they say everyone will be marrying their dogs? Well, nobody married a dog. I don't think anyone even asked to marry a dog. We just got better cakes and stricter taxes and all sorts of bullshit that we were always going to get. Because fallacies are weaponized. That means that the outcomes have been determined by probability and ranked. And there are following charts for every outcome. They're more organized than we are, as far as I could tell. That's really the major difference. So, obviously we're seeing parallels today with ICE, and good for you guys. Most people aren't falling for it, it looks like. But that gets into another fallacy that we'll get to later in this series. That's about the vocal minority actually masquerading as the majority. But we're not there right now. So why does this work on you? Slippery slope appeals to anxiety sufferers, binary thinkers, and people who are taught to fear complexity. That's most of America. It feels like safety, it feels like wisdom, but it is lazy logic. It thrives in shame culture, scarcity economies, rigid hierarchies, because it says, don't ask questions, don't think, don't trust your own judgment. No. Just obey. Or else. Slippery slopes are built. They're not found in nature. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't occasionally actual gateway threats. For example, if you're standing 500 feet up on a ledge, if you take a step off, you will fall. There you go. That's a slippery slope. Do not take a step off the ledge unless you want to fall. It's just stupid. Nothing is inevitable unless someone designs it that way. The idea that once you take a step, you're doomed to fall, it's only true if the conditions are as described or if someone has greased the path and blocked the exits. Politicians do this with vague laws. Media does it with emotional framing. Bosses do it with escalation threats. You do it to yourself by turning one bad day into a failed life. So instead, ask, who benefits if I believe that this slide is inevitable? Is this a slope or is it a staircase with options? Am I confusing possibility with certainty? Resist the slope. Build a landing. Pick your steps. The world isn't binary and neither is your brain. You're not at the top of a slide. You're at the top of a mountain. You can ski down, climb down, fly down, or just sit right the fuck down and eat a goddamn sandwich. You have options, unless you believe the lie. So go destroy some lazy logic.